A shake-up of the radio market in Ireland is on the cards after Bauer Media confirmed this morning that it's to acquire Denis O'Brien's Communicore Group, which owns national radio stations Today FM and News Talk. The deal is subject to regulatory approval. Bauer has a media presence across 7 countries in Europe, including the UK, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Poland and Slovakia. But this move to acquire Communicore marks its first foray into the Irish market. The sale also signals Denis O'Brien's exit from media following the sale of his shares in Independent News and Media 2 years ago. Well, to discuss further, we're joined by Tom Lyons, journalist and founding member of the online business news site The Currency, and by former Today FM CEO and currently chairman of iRadio and columnist in the Business Post, Willie O'Reilly. You're both welcome to the programme and thanks for talking to us. Tom, perhaps I can come first to you. Denis O'Brien ending his long-running involvement in Irish media. In some ways, it was the foundation for his business enterprise some decades ago. Why is he exiting now?
Well, yes, I mean, he's been in this in the media business in Ireland for 32 years, since 1989 when he founded 98FM. I think he's exiting now because I think he can see that the group requires further investment. It's got a lot of competition from podcasts, and that that to take it to the next stage and to the next level is a journey he isn't prepared to go. I mean, we do know that Denis O'Brien has been trying to sell the group for a number of years. He came quite close 4 or 5 years ago when he was talking to a company owned by Rupert Murdoch. He then tried again to sell the company to Independent News and Media, which was a company that he was involved with at the time, but was unable to sell some of the stations to them. And now finally we've come to this point where he sold it to a fifth generation German media group with a lot of experience, a big balance sheet, and it is many, many times the size of Communicore. So I think the timing made sense for Denis O'Brien, and I think also that the buyer makes sense for the company.
What's known in relation to the deal? A figure of $100 million has been reported.
That's the price that is being briefed, but it's important to remember that the debts of Communicore are $93 million, which are primarily owed to Denis O'Brien. So I think that when Denis O'Brien reflects on his experience with Communicore, that type of return, given a 32-year investment timeline, it doesn't look like it's particularly good for him. However, it will free up a lot of his time. I mean, he is, as we know, currently rumored to be selling his specific interests of Digicel, his mobile phone group, and he is in endless talks, constant talks, in relation to his business in the Caribbean, where he's restructured it at various points, and he's seeking to invest more in it. So I think by offloading the company, it'll allow him focus on his core business, the bit that has actually been successful for him, mm-hmm. which is the mobile phone business, whilst getting out of the media business, which is an area where he has lost hundreds of millions of euros between Independent News and Media and other assets, so, and it'll allow him focus on what he's actually better at as a business person. Yeah.
So, Willie O'Reilly, who are Bauer? What can you tell us about them, and why do you think they're getting into the Irish market?
Well, first of all, they're getting into the Irish market, Brian, because they see an opportunity here. And it's long been talked about that either wireless media or Communicore might be up for sale and that Bauer might be the potential purchasers. I think they've been enormously clever. Under COVID, they've moved and closed out the sale when all of us thought that the market was kind of frozen. They're good radio operators. I worked with a number of their executives back about 10 or 15 years ago who now lead the group. Paul Keenan, in particular, who's the president, he visits Dublin regularly. With a name like Keenan, it won't surprise you, he's got relatives in Dublin. When I last heard him speak, he was speaking about Terry Wogan and how Terry had a place at the breakfast in their home when he was growing up. So he's immersed in Ireland. Mm. He knows all about it. So actually, it's going to be a good cultural fit for the Irish radio stations. And I think that should be an assurance as well for, most importantly, the employees in Communicore and indeed the listeners.
Yeah. It's also presumably, though, a hard-headed business decision. They're a successful operation because they've made good business decisions over the years. And they presumably really see opportunities for growth in this particular market, but maybe not in quite the traditional way we might imagine. I notice they describe themselves as an audio business.
Yes, they're in podcasting. And it's interesting what they're doing because, Brian, all media has now been globalized. So, for instance, a simple example is younger listeners might know the magazine Heat. So Heat is a magazine, but it also has its own radio station. It also has its own app, right? It has its own community. It does its own podcasts. So one of the things I think Bauer are going to bring to Ireland is a depth of understanding and a culture that's developed both in the UK and Poland and indeed in Germany, which I think will drive Irish radio. Irish radio has been a bit lackluster for the last 10 or 15 years. I mean, to be honest, you know, and I recognize I'm part of it, we've been playing the poor mouth because conditions have been bad and advertising has been poor. This is a great shot in the arm for the industry.
And it's also the case, Tom Lyons, that the Communicore stable are strong, well-established brands. They're radios with a loyal following and certainly the potential for growth.
Well, I think that certainly given some of the things that Willie was talking about there is the potential for growth, but it is going to require further investment. I mean, if you look at Off the Ball, their sports brand, which is kind of a sub-brand within News Talk, that's got great potential. I mean, that's something that could be listened to overseas and that they could take maybe across Europe. And then if you look at some of the other stations, you know, their listenership numbers are good, but they are aging. So I think there's going to have to be a big investment in digital and in podcasts and getting to the people who aren't listening to the radio as much and maybe are listening to Spotify more. So that's going to be something that Bauer is going to be all over. And I think that they've shown us, in how they've taken magazines like Kerrang, which is a hard rock magazine. They've managed to take that online digitally, and mm-hmm. they've got things that you can listen to, they've got things that you can read, that they can take good brands like there are within Communicore and maybe refresh them, take them more digital, and continue to grow them.
Willie, it will, though, this deal mean that except for RTE, the Irish Times, and perhaps some local stations as well, for the most part, Irish media is now moving away from Irish ownership and control. Does that matter?
That's a deep question. I think the honest answer is it doesn't matter much because under the Treaty of Rome, our assets and our radio and our media are open for purchase just as they are in other countries. I think what is important for a purchaser is that they understand our culture, they respect our regulations, and they look after our staff. If they do that, they will be successful here. We've already had people like Scottish Media Holdings and Scottish Radio who were operated in Ireland in the late 90s and 2000s. They were quite successful here and were well appreciated. I think there's a little bit of work to be done by Bauer, but they're smart people. They'll know how to set about it.
All right, we shall see. Willie O'Reilly and Tom Lyons, thank you both for talking to us here on the programme.